I found a new 238-acre park in my neighborhood, and it's the biggest park in Crystal Lake. So this is an appreciation for our winter pop-up park, Crystal Lake itself. This winter, I've used the lake for cross-country skiing, and it's been a welcome switch from running or biking. So the lake's also been the site of nightly walks with our labradoodle, Trig. I just say cheese walk from anywhere in the house, and Trig comes running, wagging, spinning. Once outside, I put pieces of cheese on the ice, ask him to stay, and he'll stop as I walk away, sometimes 200 yards. Finally, the green light, and he sprints forth with a kind of joy that's pretty rare for a 10-year-old dog. It's sort of like our Olympics. There are also moments at night of serenity, rare ones for the suburbs. Contrast that with weekends this month when the lake buzzes. Recently, I saw a man on an ATV towing a kid in a kayak. There were also snowmobiles, ice shanties, ice sailboats, teen hockey players, and little kids making their first cute wobbles on skates. And sometimes the lake even speaks. When the ice is thin early in the season, surface cracks make pew pew noises, sounding like little kids imitating Star Wars lightsabers. So even in winter, living near a lake is good. Nobody sells anything out there, and social media takes a back seat. We'll welcome the lilacs sooner than we think, and like the ice, those will come and go quickly. I guess it's over for now, but next year, I'm hoping to pop the question. Cheese walk?